Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Carpenter Tyler's making $42,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Stephen, who lives in Lake Stevens. That could be confusing. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing
good, man. Did you ever have second thoughts about moving to Lake Stevens with a name like Stephen?
Named after me, I should just move there.
Yeah, hey, might as well. Do them all a big favor. By the way, Steven is an independent auto repair shop service manager. Woo, that is a long one.
That's right.
Well, what we'd like to do is put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a three-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make based on the information you've given us. But then you're going to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack. Does that all sound good to you, Steven?
Sounds great. Let's do it.
All right, Emily, are you ready to bring the hard-hitting questions to Steven's lap?
I am.
Sounded really awful.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Are you working on cars or are you just managing people?
I'm managing the staff.
Do you have a nickname in the shop?
I do not.
Is this a local or a national chain?
Locally owned.
How long did you work on cars before you got promoted to manager?
7 years.
Were you hired or promoted to this specific shop?
I was hired.
Do you have a guy in the shop you call dumbass?
Yes.
How many people are you managing?
Four.
Is there a kind of car that comes in that you know is going to be difficult to work on, so you give it to your least favorite employee?
Sometimes.
Do you ever work weekends?
Never.
Is managing people harder than fixing cars?
Definitely.
Do you work directly with the customers or just deal with your employees?
Both.
What is the most expensive car you have ever had in your shop, Stephen?
69 Mustang.
Do you guys
I'm sorry,
have
we have the questions.
I know.
Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, help me out, man. I use one of your texts every single day, so put your name and where you live on it. Text your guest right now to 46150. What do you think Stephen in Lake Stephen makes every year as an, let's see if I can get this right, independent auto repair shop service manager? Text that guest in right now. The cool part is if you can stick around, we're going to find out in 3 minutes because Stephen is going to share his salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Stephen from Lake Stevens, and he is an independent auto repair shop service manager. Emily, what else did we just learn? Break it down.
So he's not working on cars anymore. He's just managing the employees and dealing with customers. He manages 4 employees. He has no nickname for himself, and it's a local chain he's working at.
All right. You left off some very key details that we'll be talking about in a moment involving nicknames, but that's just fine. I see you over there working. All right, Emily, you were the winner the last time we played, which means you are up first.
Because you were hired into management, I'm going to say 78.
Wow, that's pretty rich. But I'm not going to say... okay. What can I surmise based on his reaction to that guess? Jared in Polesbo's got a guess. He texted in to 46150. I'm going to use that. It's 85. It's a little bit more. Ooh. I think this guy, look, if he's got the right, if he reserves the right to call somebody in his shop dumbass, he's a powerful man. 85. Slow Joe, over to you.
I'm going to take the low end at 65.
Oh, Don't you always feel weird lowballing somebody? Like it's some kind of a weird insult, like he's going to get mad at you? All right, 65, 78, and 85. Those are our three guesses, but that's just, you know, that's just chit-chat here. We all want to know how much you really make. Doing what you do, Steven, it's time to share your salary. What are you making every year as an independent auto repair shop service manager? It is time to drop the number, Steven. What is it?
86.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Well, awesome. Do you work with Jared and Paul's Bo? Because he almost nailed it to the number.
You know what? Maybe.
Oh, I picked the insider trading tip. Oh, what's going on here? This is nutty. Well, you know what? It really does sound like you like what you do. And is it a lot more fun to manage, or do you miss getting under the car sometimes?
Sometimes. But I'd rather just work with the people.
Yeah. And what would be the definition of a difficult car or repair that you saw come in?
The European cars, especially for the engine diagnostics, definitely take some time.
Didn't we have a guy on one time who said he hated working on Mini Coopers because you had to have these little tiny tools and it was like ratcheted all the way down?
Yeah, I'd say the Audis and probably the Volkswagens and the Saabs are the most difficult cars to work on.
Yeah, I like those bumper stickers that say, if you're hungry, eat your import. All right, Steven. Well, thanks for being a guest on the show. We love you. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary. You know, I think the more information we have, the better we are equipped to make those big life career decisions. So thanks for helping out some other people today.
Always. You guys have a great day. Thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.